This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you so know it, and I do too, that it does not matter who the host is. Anyways, we are here today on Monday, September the 30th of 2024, day 274th of the year, and only 92 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues over the
Radio USA.
Oh, yes, you know how it goes around here. All love and dedication to everyone as we are talking and moving and grooving. Anyway, so if you want to take a listen to what we have going on, RadioBig.fm, SafetyFM.com. You have the streaming services that we come in on the different social media aspects. We're also on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, Live 365, and then we are also on a podcast network. But if you have one of the newer podcasts, catchers, you are listening to us potentially live on the podcast catcher because we are doing it live on that section. So it kind of goes in real time. It's this whole circle of snakes as we are doing our thing. No doubt about that. Anyway, so a lot of stuff to talk about, a lot of things to do. Thank you for coming back. If you've been here before, if you haven't been, well, let's talk about some of the things that we do around here. We talk about safety. We talk about the news. We talk about safety and the news. We have some professional broadcasters that come in, hang out, and do all the stuff that they do. And then we kind of come in and we talk, we move, we groove, and then we do everything that we can possible to get you moving forward with news information to talk about other things. And then we talk about some safety stuff. The reason why we do it in this format is because people tell me all the time that they don't know how to start off some of these conversations. And I look at it from the standpoint of, if I give you, pop culture news, I give you some news and some of the things that are going on now in real time, they're conversation starters, numero uno, and then you're staying informed with some of the other stuff that is going on. So it is a whole plethora of things to do. There is no doubt there. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we start doing this and start talking right away about what the hell was trending in the overnight.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as we take a look at the trends of the ends of the ends and we start talking about some of the things that are going on, let's talk about what the new space race is and how it's heating up. And airline employees get busted for drug smuggling. Hey now. Anyway, so Josh Duggar gets some new prison digs, and Shaq likes to splurge on Amazon. We'll talk about that as we get into it. And Chucky gets canceled, and The Rock doesn't want to do Hot Ones. We'll talk about that as we get into some of the detail stuff. And also, Prince Harry's makes a mysterious stop at the Big Apple. We'll talk about that as we get into the Royals. Keep in mind, this is hour number one of a three-hour show. The first hour we call the Rated R Safety Show. It's the only hour that's on video. If you want to interact with the show, call in radio.com. We'll get you moving and grooving as we go into our systems there. And then you have the option of audio messaging, video messaging, and text messaging. So you got some three opciones as we are doing our stuff there. So there you go. There you go. A lot of stuff, little time as we move. There you go. So with that being said, maybe it is time to get you the people at Feature Story News. So let's go ahead and do that right now.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Lebanon says a million people may be displaced as Israel continues airstrikes. The country's health ministry says over 50 people were killed in airstrikes on Sunday. Israel says it's also attacked military targets of the Iran-backed Houthi movement in Yemen. Chris Watts works with the charity Future Academy in refugee camps in Lebanon.
The drone sounds now are just something we live with. It's like for sonic booms as well. They're becoming normal. For the children in our camp, it's something that they just get used to, and I don't think anybody should have to grow up with that sort of daily warfare.
A SpaceX capsule has docked at the International Space Station on a mission to bring back two stranded astronauts. Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams are expected to return to Earth early next year. Japan is set to hold a snap election before November. The incoming Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba is reportedly set to hold a general poll on October the 27th. Chris Gilbert reports from Tokyo.
On Friday, Shigeru Ishiba was elected as head of the country by his party, but not the public. He won an internal vote to become the party's president and, by extension, prime minister. He's set to take office on October 1st. The public broadcaster is reporting that he's set to dissolve parliament on October 9th for an election to be held on the 27th to refresh his party's mandate. Outgoing Prime Minister Fumio Kishida, who did not seek a second term as the party leader, also held a snap election when he became Prime Minister in October 2021. Since Friday's vote, Ishiba has been choosing his first cabinet, with most top posts going to veterans with connections across the party and those who are closest to the new Prime Minister. Chris Gilbert in Tokyo.
At least 89 people have been killed in the aftermath of Hurricane Helene, which made landfall on Thursday in Florida as a Category 4 hurricane. The storm has caused devastation across several states in the southeast of the U.S., as Jagruti Dave reports.
U.S. President Joe Biden says the devastation wrought by Hurricane Helene is a tragedy. It brought heavy rains and flooding to around 600 miles of the United States, hitting the Carolinas, Georgia, Florida, Virginia, Tennessee, Kentucky, Ohio, and Indiana. Officials expect the death toll to go up as rescuers reach more remote regions. Over 2 million people are without power, and road closures are making it hard to get clean water to communities. Moody's Analytics estimates the storm has caused up to $26 billion worth of property damage. Experts, including the head of the U.S. Federal Emergency Management Agency, say climate change is part of the reason why Hurricane Helene has been quite so catastrophic.
Austria's right-wing FPÖ party is celebrating an election victory. Projected results suggest it has beaten the conservative People's Party, but is well short of securing a parliamentary majority. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, the toll on the Biden administration that is being taken by Benjamin Netanyahu's determination to ignore the entreaties he receives from Washington over the spiralling conflict in the Middle East. Israel's elimination over the weekend of Hezbollah's leader Hassan Nasrallah flew in the face of Biden's efforts to secure a 21-day ceasefire. Jasmine El-Gamal is a Middle East analyst and a former Pentagon advisor during the Obama administration. She says Biden Biden has only himself to blame.
He's not actually trying seriously to effect any change. I mean, he's been complaining about Benjamin Netanyahu for almost a year now. And all of these leaked stories about how frustrated he is with Netanyahu, how he has angry phone calls with Netanyahu. But in the meantime, the U.S. continues to send arms and funds, continues to support the war militarily. Their envoy, Amos Hochstein, who's been dealing on the Lebanon-Israel issue, has been completely sidelined, ineffective. The Israelis don't really tell him anything before they do what they do. And likewise with Secretary of State Blinken. So the Americans really come out of this looking extremely impotent diplomatically on one end, and then also at the same time continuing to fuel the very conflict that they say they're trying to end.
And of course, there are questions about how all this will impact the presidential election campaign of Vice President Kamala Harris. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, Lebanon says a million people may be displaced as Israel continues airstrikes. A SpaceX capsule has docked at the International Space Station on a mission to bring back two stranded astronauts. Japan is set to hold a snap election before November. And at least 89 people have been killed in the US in the aftermath of Hurricane Helene. That's the latest feature story news, Ollie Barrett reporting.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
Do you have a claim and not sure where to turn? Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma,
Georgia, and South Carolina.
For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery, Coastal Claim Consultants.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked?
Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Polzel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns.
This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game.
With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorns.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A+ by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm, ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Show and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R Safety Show.
Oh, you know how it goes around here. Rated R Safety Show. We talk a little bit about everything that is going on, and we are 16 minutes past the top of the hour. No doubt about that. So we got a lot of stuff to cover, and I think that we really need to get into it. Because if not, you're going to sit here and go, why is everything so slow today in regards to what we're talking about? There is no doubt there. So let's do this. Let's go ahead and talk about it. So let's do this real quick. And we get into the shit list. A shocking letter published by the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement on Friday reveals the extent of crimes committed by non-citizens in the United States. As of mid-July, there was more than 662,000 people with criminal histories in the country illegally on ICE's national docket. A registry of non-citizens who face deportation proceedings or who have been ordered to be removed who are currently in ICE's custody. Here is the breakdown for some of those crimes, either convicted or with pending criminal charges. Some are in ICE custody. Some could be roaming the streets, while others could be in a state federal lockup. 104,000 people plus for assault, 17,600 for burglary, 3,900 for sex trafficking, 70,000 for dangerous drugs, mainly fentanyl, 14,900 for murder, and then we have 58,000. Yeah, I did say 58,000 for sexual assault. So there you go. That's what we got. Worth noting, this isn't some think tank study. This is the numbers that came directly from acting head of ICE. Also worth noting, America must be welcoming place for good people from around the world to pursue their dreams with their family, but it will no longer be that place if we're torn apart from within. So this is according to ICE and NBC News. So this is my source material. Don't hate me. I am just sharing the information with you of where it's coming from, because that is what I do. You know, and this is why I always think that it's super important for it not to be just mumbo jumbo in regards to the information that I share with you. I always want to share with you what exactly I'm getting and where the information comes from, because I think it's kind of bullshit sometimes when somebody sits back and go, and that is what the data says. Well, no, it's not what the data says. What I'm doing is I'm pulling the information, giving you the source material, because if I don't give you the source material, you can't do the lookup on your own. So it becomes difficult. And I like to look at more than one source because, you know, you got one source, it could be a little jaded. Sometimes even two sources can be jaded. But I try to give it to you as much as the info that I can find. So there you go. Also, two airport workers at New York JFK International have been busted for their roles of an apparent international drug smuggling scheme. In September, feds caught the men Leandro Ajena and Fabian Innes loading bags off of a flight inbound of Copenhagen onto a vehicle and driving them to an empty area on the tarmac. They were busted by agents monitoring the scheme. Neither Ajin nor Innes were authorized to use the baggage transportation vehicle at that time. Inside the bags, there was 134 pounds of ketamine sorted into clear plastic bags in crystallized form worth about $3 million in the street. After his arrest, Innes confessed of having taken similar action at least 5 to 10 times in the past. Hold on. 5 to 10 times. So it's either 5 or 10. I mean, how do you not know the difference between 5 or 10? I mean, we're talking about double here. I mean, that's important. Earning up to $5,000 per flight. His accomplice reportedly said that he knew the bags had drugs, but didn't know the type. Both men have been charged with drug importation and smuggling and released on bond. This is according to the New York Post. So let's see. $5,000 for up to $3 million worth of drugs on the street. So somebody had to get a hold of you and say, hey, we kind of know what you do for work. We're kind of interested in you doing this, even though, you know, it might not be the greatest thing to do, but it's something to do, and it's $5,000. And you don't know the difference if you made $25,000 or if you made $50,000. I got some questions.
Another pitfall of our society. Rated R. Safety Show.
I mean, I would imagine you have some questions too, wouldn't you? Anyways, Mark Zuckerberg cracked the $200 billion net worth mark for the first time this week as shares of Meta platform continued their steady climb, ranking him number 4 on the Bloomberg Billionaire Index. Yes, the Billionaire Index. Zuck invested heavily in artificial artificial intelligence and augmented reality technology, the metaverse, if one may call it that, which has yielded significant stock growth in tech companies over the last 2 years. On Wednesday, the stock closed at an all-time high and is up 60% year-to-date thanks to the new hardware offering to deploy the technologies that Zuck owns about 13% of the company. But hey, I mean, if you take a look at that new headset, or excuse me, glasses that they're trying to implement, that they said that they were only prototypes at the time, they're pretty nifty. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I looked at him and I was like, I was pretty impressed. I said, hey, if we could get those things going, that would be a whole new world. Anyways, heading into 2023, executives at Meta announced that big layoffs and reorganization and restructure, ultimately letting go north of 20,000 employees, spearheading in that Zuck called at a time a year of efficiency. This is according to Bloomberg. So there you go. So here's where I always have a hard time with that. So let's see. He makes $200 billion. 20,000 people were laid off. So, I mean, I don't know. If it's the year of efficiency, maybe he did the right thing. But I always have a hard time understanding corporate profits and the profits that, you know, the CEOs are making in comparison to having to let people go because there's some other issues that are going on altogether.
Duh.
I mean, I'm just saying it becomes kind of a weird thing.
Duh.
So let's just keep it in that particular mind. Anyways, the Space Race 2.0, the China manned space agency on Saturday revealed that the spacesuit design it intends its astronauts to wear when it puts human boots onto the moon in 2030. The helmets will be equipped with video cameras to record point of view footage and communication technology. China's government is asking that the public weigh in on the potential names of the suit, especially some missions that bring together ancient Chinese cultures with modern technology. The reveal follows the news announced last week that China intends to send two more probes to the moon before the end of the decade as it prepares to build a permanent lunar base in the mid-2030s. This is according to South China's Morning Post. Meanwhile, SpaceX crew Dragon capsule that will bring home two stranded Boeing Starliner astronauts arrived at the International Space Station over the weekend with two empty seats. They are expected to return to home at some point in February of next year. This is according to USA Today. So I want to think about that for a moment because I think it gets pretty interesting. So understand the stranded thing. We've kind of talked about this for now for a few weeks. I feel like a month or so at this point, or maybe even longer. But I look at it from the standpoint of this. The issue that they kept on talking about, and I'm talking about the NASA people, they were talking and making a reference here that there was going to be a potential issue on how the suits from the Starliner of Boeing were not going to be compatible with the plug-ins from SpaceX. So let's talk about this. You know, standardization when it comes to some of these plugs has always been a pain in the ass regardless. But when you start talking about this now, you have to look at it from the standpoint of going, okay, when do they start standardizing some of this stuff? Because as you know and I know, it's been a pain in the ass trying to standardize USB-A, USB-C, all this other crap that nobody wants to kind of go from one to the other because, you know, my plug is better than your plug and blah, 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 blah. Sounds like they're almost arguing about something else, but we'll leave it at that. But once you get to that point, when do you start looking at this and go, okay, the standardization needs to be something that's implemented going forward just in case if this problem goes, you know, into the future? The other portion that we have to start talking about is that if we start talking about doing commercial, and I'm talking about commercial, flights to space, it's going to have to be something that we look at because you never know when a rescue ranger might need to go out there. I'm just saying, don't hate on me for bringing this up. It's just something that I talk about. So there you go. Anyways, a New Jersey teenager rescued a drowned jogger that was being attacked by a greyhound. By a groundhog. The 36-year-old runner said that she stumbled across and appeared to be an injured groundhog, but after approaching it, it charged at her screaming and lunging. I didn't know that they screamed, so there you go. I ended up on the back kicking and screaming for about a minute, she stated. And also in the efforts to stop the attack, the woman said that she threw her cell phone at it. Instead of fleeing, the groundhog started growling at it. All the noise and attention brought a ninth grade track star, Caleb Morris, who describes the animal scream as unsettling. Morris used quick thinking and the power of Siri to yell and snarled, "Call 911. When officers arrived, the groundhog was still chomping away on the phone. No word on what happened there. This is according to the New York Post. So, I don't know. I think that if I have a groundhog chomping away at my phone, I don't give a shit about the phone. I mean, the phone can be replaced. That's not an issue. But it's just everything else that I take a look at and go, this gets kind of weird. And why would the first thing that you would chunk would be your cell phone at it? I mean, I guess that's kind of confusing. But I guess people do their own thing in regards on how they want to do their stuff. So, they're... you go. What do we got going on here? Let's talk real quick about some other stuff that's going on. So a lot of deaths over the weekend. Dame Maggie Smith has died. She passed away peacefully at a hospital early Friday morning, according to a statement from her children. Smith is best known for her roles in Downton Abbey and in Harry Potter movie franchise. She was 89. Also, John Davison Ashton has died. He passed away on Thursday with a battle with cancer. No further details were shared. Ashton is best known for his roles in Beverly Hills Cop franchise. He was 76. Kris Kristofferson has died. He passed away on Saturday at his home in Maui, according to a family spokesperson. In addition to acting, Kristofferson also is a well-known singer-songwriter, and he was 88 at the time of his passing. And actress Barbara Lee Hunt has died. She passed away on September the 16th in England, according to a recent statement from her family. No cause of death was given. Lee Hunt starred in The Frenzy and several Broadway shows. She was 88 at the time of her passing. And also, actor Drake Hogeston has died. He passed away on Saturday, just one day shy of his birthday, after a battle with pancreatic cancer. Drake is best known for his role of John Black, Days of Our Lives. He was 70 at the time of his passing. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on as we are talking. No doubt about that. So there you go. So what else do we have? Do I want to talk about this? Okay, sure. Let's talk about this. Reality star Kristen Cavallari and TikToker Mark Estes have called it quits after 7 months of dating. Cavallari confirmed the split during an appearance last week on her Call Daddy tour. So Call Her Daddy tour. So no word on what caused the breakup, but that's what was going on. So there you go. What else did we see going on? Let's see. Lana Del Rey wed alligator tour guide Jeffrey Dufresne last Thursday at a public bayou where he works. She's 39. No word on his age. The two reportedly met in 2019 on a wildlife tour. I mean, talk about some stuff there. No doubt about that. Anyways, let's talk about some box office news, if you don't mind. Coming in at number 10 over the box office was The Substance with $1.8 million. And number 9, Never Let Go, $2.2 million. And number 8, My Old Ass, $2.22 million. And number 7 was Deadpool and Wolverine at $2.6 million. And number 6 was Megapolis with $4 million. Number 5, Speak No Evil, with, let's see, $4.3 million. Devra Part 1 at number 4 with $5.6 million. And number 3 was Transformers 1 with $9.3 million. At number 2 was Beetlejuice with $16 million. Finally fell down from the number 1 spot. And there is a new number 1. It's called The Wild Robot with $35 million. So there you go. Also in some other news, the Dow increased by 137 points to close at 42,313 on Friday. The S&P lost about 7 points to close at 5,738. And the NASDAQ lost about 70 points to close at 18,119. West Texas Intermediate closed at $68 a barrel and Brent crude was at $71 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.22 on Sunday. Bitcoin was down over the weekend, trading just around 65,700, and there was more than 1,567 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Sunday, and about 150 such cancellations. Tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for $93 million jackpot or a $46 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you should do so. Tonight's Powerball drawing will be for a $258 million jackpot or $129.3 million cash payout. So a lot of stuff going on. No doubt about that. Anyways, it seems like it is 32 minutes past the top of the hour. So why don't we do that thing that we normally do around this time? Because it seems like it could be important. No, like seriously, it could be important. I have to tell you, the update to this stupid thing has been killing me lately. Killing me. Yeah, let's do it.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's talk about main story time. And this is the time that we take of the show and we start talking about things that might be deemed important, things that might seem like it needs to be talked about, and things that to some people, they go, well, it's quite obvious that we need to talk about this stuff. So I don't know the workplace that you're in. And I don't know how work goes. I don't know how work flows. I can have some ideas. But I always kind of look at it and go, there's always that weird stuff that happens at work. And we can talk about it from different levels. We can talk about it from different things. Some people get pissed off. Like, what I always find amazing is the people when they discover how much money somebody else makes. Like, that's one of those things that always kind of blows my mind. So it's like, oh my God, this person came in and they're giving them a 5-digit salary more than what I am making. Okay. Or, you know, this person does less work and I know everything. Or this person does, it's like, okay, I get confused at some points. And the reason why I say I get confused is for the following. If things are the way that you're stating, especially when the salary standpoint, didn't you agree to an amount of money to accept from the company that you're working for? I mean, that's where I normally like to start because I think it's very interesting on how that works because you had to accept a level of amount of money to say, okay, I agree to this. And then if you don't like it, I mean, you can have a conversation with the people you work with, or you can also look for another offer with an outside firm. It's kind of how that goes. But what drives me crazy a good chunk of the times is that you know that you have negative Nancy or negative John that you're going to run into in the workplace. This is kind of how it happens. And you also have the people that are happy-go-lucky, that everything is grand, everything is going to work its way out. And you have to kind of do an intersection between those two. You know, you have the doom and gloom people. You have the people that say everything's going to be great. And it's kind of a mixture of both worlds. And depending on where you stand there, it could be different departments, or it could be even in the same department in regards to where you're hearing this. Like, I have always been a firm believer and learned this many, many years ago of plan for the best. Matter of fact, plan for the worst, hope for the best. It's kind of how it goes. And you always have contingency plans. You have a contingency of a contingency of a contingency just in case if something goes wrong. And I've worked with people in the past where they're like, no, don't do any of this other stuff because it will work its way out. And I have a hard time with that because I just don't think that things will work themselves out by not having a plan. So I don't know. When I spoke to them in the past, I always had a hard time because I didn't understand their language. And this is where work gets interesting, because you need to have those people that think everything is going to work. And you need to have those people that think that everything is going to fail, because this is the happy medium between the two. And if you look at the people that are in charge of the organization, depending on how the organization is actually lined up, it is purposely designed in that fashion in regards to have a combination of two. Sometimes what we tend to forget in our workplace is that we're under the opinion that children have been hired and not adults that do work. And what we need to recognize is that people are hired into a business for their expertise level most of the times on what's going on, opposed to it just being kind of like a gap filler. At least most organizations, that's, you know, they're looking at them because they're going to do something that is super important within the org, opposed to it just being, hey, we're just doing somebody to fill a gap. So the next time that you might be sitting in a meeting and you're listening to that person that has a contingency plan upon a contingency plan upon a contingency plan, and you're like, why the hell is this person talking? Look at it that they offset potentially your happy-go-lucky world. And I mean that in the best of ways. I don't mean that by any kind of sarcasm whatsoever. But look at it. It is that happy medium between the two worlds that makes everything work with inside of your organization. If you start taking a look from a different perspective, things can get better.
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You are listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Radio Big. Streaming 24/7 at radiobig.fm.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick. A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it. Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R. Safety Show.
Let's start using cutting-edge warp speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well, non-brand service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
We are radio.
We are sarcasm.
We are both combined. Radio Big.
And all this might seem a little frustrating.
Here we are, 45 minutes past the top of the hour. We are still hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show. Coming across the multiverse. Because that's what it is. The multiverse. Yeah, la, la. You know, this right here? Yeah, this is John Rush with Sisters. Yeah, she keeps me hanging on. There you go. Songs readily available on Spotify, YouTube Music, and Apple Music. I would suggest strongly to give it a little streamer emer action. Yep. Like to thank John Rush for this one. Yep. A lot of good stuff. Yep, keeps me hanging on. Come on home to you. Yep. Don't believe the lies. What? Oh. Okay, always a good time. Let's go ahead and move forward and talk a little bit about everything that is going on inside of the world. But before we get into that, let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help, and the people at To Write Love on Her Arms know where you are now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. All you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. And take a look at what they have to offer. Click on the section that says find help, because that's important. And once you get there, and you look around, and you get to the find help section, you will see stuff related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, and grief support, to name a few. Listen, I will tell you, we all go through struggles. Not sometimes. I mean, some of us go through struggles all the time. And it's something that we should talk about. And for some reason, mental health has always been something that people try to put stigma around, which I don't understand. And, you know, especially depending on your age demo, it's, suck it up, you'll be fine, and all that other stuff. But no, it's okay to talk about this stuff. It's okay to look for help. It is okay not to be okay. And I think that that's where a lot of struggles occur at times. Where people think it's not okay to say, hey, I'm having a bad day. Like, I remember pretty vividly when people first started talking about mental health days. And the organization that I was working for at the time was like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. This is stupid. What do you mean a mental health day? You're not going to get better in a day? And is this weird? I mean, it's weird. It's weird that people, you know, are not open to different approaches at the very beginning. But this is years and years ago. And I'm glad that as I take a look around now, where we are now in comparison, but we're still not where we need to be. That's the thing. So TWLOHA.com, TWLOHA.com, and click on the section that says find help. So as we are getting into all of this stuff, let's talk a little bit, because why would we not talk? I mean, this is what I do around here. I blab about everything that I know and then some, and then get in trouble for it. But that's a whole other story. So let's talk about some things. Don't you just hate it when you're in a store and that thing that you're trying to buy is locked up in a display case? You know what I'm talking about? And then you have to find customer service person, and you know that, you know, there are few and far between nowadays, but that's a whole other story, and ask them to come over with a key, open the thing up just to make your selection, and then they have to walk over to the register with it to make sure that you aren't going to shove it into your pocket. Well, is that just a me thing? I mean, I'm just okay. Just want to make sure. A new survey by Consumer World found that 2 out of 3 shoppers won't bother asking workers to access the merchandise that is in the lockup case. More than half, 55%, said they usually have and buy the item somewhere else. 13% said that they try to find similar items elsewhere in the same store that isn't under a lock and key. And you probably know stores that start keeping stuff locked up to prevent theft, but it defeats the purpose if it prevents customers from buying certain items. And the worst part is that panicked feeling that you get when you finally do get someone to open the display case, and they stand there fidgety about the whole thing. And while you're reading the label and deciding if you want to buy the thing, then they have to admit that it's a lot of hoops to jump through for a stinking tube of toothpaste. You know, and for some reason, when I start thinking about locked up items, I think in particular, like, the thing that I see probably the most locked up when I go to, like, a grocery store or a pharmacy or so on is, like, blades for razors. And I don't want to go brand specific, but, you know, there's some major brands out there that, like, a cartridge of a few costs, like, $35, and probably that will sound cheap to some people in regards to what's going on. And those are under lock and key. And I look at it and I go, that's kind of crazy. In regards of, number one, the price, number two, that it's under lock and key, but that's the way that it goes.
Duh.
So I look at the whole standpoint and go, what is the best case scenario in regards to doing this? Do you ask for these items that are locked up, or you just say, I'll just order something online? Well, I don't know. It's just something to think about. Anyways, let's talk about some happier stuff. Let's bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about what's keeping people motivated, because I feel like that's always important to do. So let's bring in some John Smalls and let him talk about the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's story was submitted by Bradley. World-famous fighter Conor McGregor said about his wife, "We had been together for about 8 years, and we lived in Ireland, 30 miles from Dublin, in a rented apartment. I didn't work because I spent all of my time training. It's always been my dream to be a hero. She believed in me. She always took care of me and encouraged me. When I came home from an intense workout with no energy and tired, she would always tell me, 'Conor McGregor, I know you can do this and it will work.' Now I make millions of dollars fighting in matches between 50 to 70,000 people show up. I can buy any car, any clothes, any house, yet she didn't ask for anything. But she deserves the best in the world. She's always by my side and tells me that I can do anything. I got to this place because of her. She never gave up on me, and she never left me alone."
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. We are complex beings, and our belonging needs can be met only through fellowship with God and a network of loving people. In relationship with God, we satisfy our heart's deepest hunger for spiritual intimacy. Our need for emotional intimacy is met in loving family relationships. Yet for all of that, we still long for something more, a place to belong, a place where we can know and be known, what the New Testament calls koinonia. 1 John 1 says, "We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us." Lord Jesus, give us the authentic relationship for which our hearts hunger. Your holy name we pray. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Lebanon says a million people may be displaced as Israel continues airstrikes. A SpaceX capsule has docked at the International Space Station on a mission to bring back two stranded astronauts. Japan is set to hold a snap election before November, and at least 89 people have been killed in the United States in the aftermath of Hurricane Helene.
We're rocking all day at work because we don't give a duck. Autocorrect probably just saved my ass there.
Like I give a flying, you know.
Oh, like I give a flying, well, you know what. So there you go. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. Back in 2020, California becomes the first state to pass a law allowing reparations for black residents and descendants of slaves. A 9-member task force was created to come up with a proposal for how to make amends for oppression of black people. The law does not limit reparations to only those who are descendants of slaves, but Governor Gavin Newsom required the task force to give those individuals special consideration. That happened back on this date in 2020. If we're looking at some birthdays for today, Landon Dickerson turns 26. Drew Dixon turns 28. Oliver Gerard turns 38. T-Pain, 40. Lacey Garbett, 42. Kieran Culkin turns 42 as well. Marion Cotterd turns 49. Tony Hale, 54. Monica Bellucci, oh yeah, turns 60 today. From the Matrix, just in case. Matrix Reloaded, to be exact. Fran Drescher turned 67, and Barry Williams from the Brady Bunch. Yeah, he turned 70 today, just in case if you were wondering. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, I have some of those for you. It's International Thunderbirds Day, National Hot Mulled Cider Day, International Podcast Day, National Love People Day, National Mud Pack Day, World Strawfall Day, National Puppy Mill Survivors Day, Orange Shirt Day, National Pet Tricks Day, and National Chewing Gum Day. So there you go. A lot of days to celebrate if you're so encouraged to do so.
Duh.
So there you go. If you need a random for today, you know, like a random joke, not anything else. Let's see. Here's what I got for you in regards of the joke. One thing that makes and me and my dog have in common is that both never want to go to work. Yep, that's the things that me and my dog have in common. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What childhood dream are you still working on? Oh boy, isn't that an interesting one? If you need a question for the water coolers, try this. A study found that while the average man can do this, only 10% of women can do it. What is it? Whistle. Yeah, whistle. Let me give you some whack facts real quick. The average child will eat 1,500 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches by the time that they graduate from high school. 38% of men sleep in a room other than the bedroom at least once a month. Earwax is actually a type of sweat. The big toe carries the most weight of all your toes, bearing about 40% of the load. Being hungry causes serotonin to drop, causing anxiety, stress, and anger and sadness. And a man named Ronald McDonald robbed a Wendy's restaurant back in 2005. Yeah, I'm just telling you the oddities of the things that go on. Anyways, at the top of the hour, I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm if you want to come and hang out with me for the next couple hours or so. If you don't, that's perfectly fine. You can hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus on Safety FM as he talks about the world of safety consulting. So there you go. I'll be over, you know, on Safety FM. Anyways, thank you for always being the part of the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. That is for sure. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.